getting to be that ibuprofen is my friend. But I hear you. I remember back at that point. I retired when I turned 59 and a half. I used to work on gas turbines and generators, and I was climbing up the ladder to go up and do an inspection on the air intake of the one gas turbine, and I got about 8 rungs from the top, and I couldn't go no more. My knees wouldn't go. I had to literally pull myself up with my arms. So I got up there, you know, got rested up, I did my inspection, and I come down, and I started thinking, you know, retiring at 59 and a half isn't such a bad deal. So I did that, and then I was glad I did. And then also I took my Social Security at 62, and I'm glad I did that, because I know they talk about, you know, waiting to get more money, but hey, you know, you never know how long you're going to go, you know, and you might not be able to collect much of that money if you wait too long, you know, too long. So anyway, that's where I was at.